Lucy, Ed and Erin have discovered that Canberra is Australia's best kept secret. Discover Canberra for yourself on us at hit.com.au.
Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Lucy, Ed and Erin, Lucy, Ed and Erin.
Gather on your radio now for Lucy, Ed and Erin.
The Lucy, Ed and Erin podcast.
Guys, we are 4-5 days away from the wedding of the century. It's wedding for one. Erin is on board.
Yeah, I've got to talk to you maybe tomorrow about something.
All right, well, is Erin not on board?
Well, no, I don't know, it's cold feet. It
jitters.
Might just be. I'm having second thoughts.
Jitters!
I'm having second thoughts. I don't know if I'm the right one for me.
You know what? We need to hear from people who have been married. That's the simple question. Have you been married? Have you ever had a wedding? What prize have we got to give people?
Really good one. $100 Bay Vista voucher, the world famous desserts at Bay Vista Parramatta and Brighton Le Sands. Bay Vista, $100 worth of their world-class desserts. 131060, lines are open. Simple question is,
have you been married? Did you have a wedding? If you've had a wedding and you want a $100 Bay Vista voucher, would you got the best? They got the best, haven't they?
Desserts. Oh, they're incredible. Yeah, yeah. Para, I think, Brighton Le Sands. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just next level. People go out for dinner or for a walk and then go and get their dessert.
All right. 131060. That's the number you call right now. It's going to be a simple question, but it's got to be asked. And I want to know what Erin's done about this situation.
Oh, God, what?
Well.
Can you give me a heads up?
No, I'm not giving you a heads up.
The Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
5 days away. It's next
today's
Tuesday.
Thursday. So five more sleeps.
Five more sleeps. Mm. And the big question, and there's so many big questions about the wedding of the
century, you know, the world.
Millennia, is, are we getting fit for the wedding? So, are we doing all we can to be in the shape of our lives?
Well, most people do something, but generally they've got like a year and a half, 2 years even from when they get engaged to when they get married. Some of our brides are having essentially a week.
Well, I didn't.
What would you like them to do?
No, I don't need them to do anything because my point is I did not get fit for my wedding and my wife was a little bit disappointed. So
oh God,
that's my wedding day.
Smoking
I'm showing Erin a photo of, or she's just looking at a photo of me and my wife and our wedding.
Wow.
She's still fit, obviously, but she got really fit for the wedding where I maybe put on a bit of weight.
Yeah, you did.
So
you did.
I'm now thinner than I was on my wedding day. So, you know, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that's nice as well, though, because a lot of people let themselves go once the deal is done, but you've managed to improve.
Yeah, but that's because I didn't set the bar so high.
Yeah.
On my wedding day.
So you're saying people shouldn't? Maybe that's the wrong thing to do because then it makes expectation too high for the rest of your marriage.
Well, I want to hear from people and we've got people who have been married, so they're on the line, aren't they, Ed? I want to find out
Joe,
what people did.
Mm. From Dean Park, did you get fit for your wedding, Joe?
Absolutely. 30 kilos.
30?
Whoa.
Jeez.
So over what period of time did you lose that 30 kilos? How long?
8 months.
8 months. He's lost 30
That's
kilos
incredible.
In preparation for a wedding day.
And Joe, how long ago did you get married?
I've been 17 years now.
Have you put all that weight back on, or is it some of it still?
It started from the honeymoon. I put it all back on in 1 year.
I love that, Joe. You are a great man.
So Joe, in hindsight, was it worth it, Joe, to lose all that weight for the wedding day?
Oh, I had to fit in a suit.
Yeah, but no, but you could have got a bigger suit, mate. I mean,
no, not on my size. I had to fit in a suit.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you're still with the same wife?
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, we're happy to be married. 17 years,
See?
4 kids.
Right. It makes no difference, man. That whole weight thing. Who cares?
But did you just blow out on the wedding night? Did you eat everything on that wedding?
Absolutely, absolutely. Started on the honeymoon.
What a start!
Oh, I love that. Thanks, Joe.
Well done, Joe. Now, Rebecca from Parramatta, when did you get married?
Yeah, I got married last October.
So you're fresh. So,
yeah.
So did you have a fitness plan to get to the wedding day?
No, so both my husband and I were quite active. So we didn't actually set that we needed to work out. My husband wanted to feel a bit more comfortable. So he did a bit of a, like, just a diet before the wedding, but, like, I didn't force him to do anything.
Right, so, but did he lose weight and was he as trim as he's ever been on the wedding day?
He's probably more trim now.
He's trimmer now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it started at the wedding day, he's just kept it up.
Yeah, right. So every day is fitness for you?
Yeah, we take the dog for a walk in the morning or we go for a run or something like that.
Well, all right. So you personally didn't lose any weight for your wedding day?
No, not really. I didn't find that I needed to impress him. I found a dress that fit me perfectly without having to change my body shape.
And that is the way it should be, yeah, Rebecca. Yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
So what are you doing, Aaron? You've got 5 days to get fit. What are we doing? I can't. You look, obviously you don't. I would, if you needed to get fit, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say that. Oh, God.
Get that diabetes drug, bro.
I'm doing my elliptical machine.
Right.
And I'm drinking lots of water.
Right.
And thinking of pulling out. That's what I'm doing.
Are we going to speak to one of our brides next?
The new Today FM.
So do you get fit for your wedding? Our wedding for one is amazing. Aaron, you're going to look exceptional. I know that you've got some last minute jitters, but...
It's just more doubts as to whether or not
you're right for
right for myself. Yeah.
We'll talk to Kim, who's... Oh, actually, we've got the... Can we have a taste of Kim's journey?
You've got a running joke with your old boss that you should marry yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, this joke's been going on for years with him. We always both said, you know, I should just marry myself. What do I need a man for?
And you've got a bubba as well, little Alfie. And you did that on your own as well.
Yeah, he's about 8 months old.
Kim, are you getting excited? There's only 5 sleeps to go.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, has your sister just arrived for a hens, potentially?
Yeah, there will be drinks had on the weekend, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
Yep.
How many of you going to go out for the drinks?
Probably just have something low-key at home, to tell you the truth, because I've got the little one here. So
hens at home, and then no prying eyes. What goes on, just stays there. You know what I mean? So
exactly. What happens in the house stays in the house.
Yeah. Kim, what are you planning on doing that you might need to hide from the public eye?
Oh, nothing, definitely.
Nothing we can talk about on radio. So, yeah. Wink, wink, Kim. We're on your team. You do whatever makes you happy.
Well, she's the only one she's got to keep happy, so it don't matter. She's got no one to answer to but herself.
That's true. Absolutely. So now, Kim, you did get married back in 2014. Did you get fit for that wedding or was that a part of it? Or?
No, I pretty much worked like more than full-time hours on the lead up to it, so I didn't have time to do anything beforehand, really. So probably just a bit of self-love this time.
Self-love.
You're pretty confident and, like, as in, you know, like some women really care about that stuff, others feel really good just as they are. Are you in that kind of latter category?
Yeah, that's probably more me.
You sound so relaxed. So when, like, no, like... When you look in the mirror, when you get out of the shower and look in the mirror after your shower, do you just go give yourself a bit of a thumbs up? How do you react?
Yeah, you definitely gotta love what you're looking at when you hop out of the shower.
That's what we want.
Absolutely.
That's what we want. Just clear that mirror and just, you know.
Would you rather Kim just not wear a dress at this wedding? Is that where we're going?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not that comfortable in my skin.
It's not a nude wedding, although Aaron might be close with Aaron. So we're going to talk about that after 8 o'clock.
It's not going to be close. It's all the rage, these kind of see-through-ish dresses, Kim, isn't it? Like, it's fashion. Oh, God.
Yeah,
now Kim's going to be judgy eyeing me. I'm definitely pulling out now. I'm definitely, there's going to be side eye.
Kim's not going to judge you.
She is. Kim, are you going to judge me if my dress is a little bit sheer?
A bit look at me.
Sure, it'll look beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. What do you mean, look at me? That's so not who I am.
Well, it's your wedding. People should be looking at you.
Really good point.
Yes, as they'll be looking at Kim.
You know, wait, so how's this going to work?
Well, we'll all
who are they going to be looking at?
We'll all get our moment to shine.
Okay.
Yes.
Be a feast for the eyes for everyone who turns up, I tell you. And everyone online.
Don't forget them. They love to look. There we are. We've got Sam Fisher performing live. Someone, a lucky guest, is going to get $1,000 as well, so you can join us.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
First name decoder.
Amy.
A-I-M-E.
No.
A-Y-M-E-E.
No. It's A-Y-M-M-E.
That's Amy?
That's really hard.
That was really hard.
They're really hard.
It's so fun, though, for some reason. It's the most bizarre concept, but it's great
fun. If you do get it right, you feel such a sense of achievement.
The whole day is set up for you to just go on and achieve.
So play along. Play along.
So, Philip from Liverpool, what is the name and whose name is it?
This is my niece's name, and I still struggle to get it right.
So her niece, your niece, and what is the name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. All right. Caitlin. You want to go first?
I'll go first. Right. Yep. Thank you so much. Caitlin. K-A-T-E-L-Y-N-N-E.
Nah. Nowhere near.
Thanks,
Caitlin. C-A-Y-T-L-I-N.
Oh, you're close, but the first letter's wrong.
Oh!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Caitlin. K A Y T L I N.
Oh my God, you're so close. Oh!
Nah, come on, give it to us. What is it? Give it to us.
It's K A I Y T L I N.
An I and a Y. I was going to do this. That's next level.
K-A-Y killed me. I wouldn't have got it.
No, yeah, well
that's
done.
How we
thanks,
play.
Phil.
Thank you, Philip. We're away. Now, Lisa from Cashula. Lisa, whose name is it?
My name.
I love it.
And your name is Lisa.
Lisa, yeah.
All right, how old are you, Lisa?
30.
All right, okay. So this is the younger generation.
Yep.
Ooh, I'll go first, yeah?
You go first.
L-triple-E-S-A.
No, kind of close.
Oh. Okay, Lisa. L.
Got to be two E's.
No, but I know, but or is it E-I? L-double-E-S-A.
Very, very close.
L-double-E-Z-A.
No.
That's ridiculous. L-double-E-I-S-A.
No.
Okay. Give it to us. I said two S's.
You did. It was L-double-E-S-A-H.
Oh! The Lisa.
No! That H!
Lisa.
Oh, the H gets them every time.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We've got nine brides who are going to walk down the aisle on their own. It's going to be huge. They're all going to look amazing. But we have a question. A lot of them have kids. Mm-hmm. Should kids be at the wedding? That's the question.
Look, I don't go to a lot of weddings, right? We've spoken about my lack of adult friends who commit to other adults. But the couple of weddings I've been to, I think one was no kids, the other was full-blown kids everywhere. And people feel really passionately about it because at both, the person who had kids there, people were kind of snitchy about how noisy the kids were. At the other one where there were no kids allowed, there was a couple of newish mums who were like a little bit kind of bitchy about the fact that they weren't allowed to bring their kids. So it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is.
Your daughter definitely wants to come.
It's all she does every afternoon at home. We practice. And look, she gets it a little wrong because she walks down the aisle, then I have to propose. Now, so the order's not great. But
all right. We've got it. How old is she again?
4.5.
We've got her there. Good morning. Good morning. No, we don't have her there. We do have her there. Yep. Good morning, Eliza.
Good morning.
Now, your mum claims that you really want to go to her wedding. Do you really want to go?
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Why do you want to go to my wedding?
Why are you asking me that?
Why are you asking you that?
Because sweetheart Husey says that he doesn't think kids should be allowed at the wedding.
No, we're going to ask the question. How angry would you be if you weren't allowed to go to the wedding, Eliza? Very angry?
No.
You wouldn't be angry. All right, so she doesn't actually
care.
No,
she does. Eliza, what do we do? Do we pretend wedding?
Yeah.
Have you been practicing walking down the aisle?
Yeah.
So you want to come to the wedding, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, aww. Well.
What would you say if Husey said no?
I'm still crying.
No, we've got to have rules. Okay. We've got to have rules.
Well, honey, we're going to talk about it and then we'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
Love you.
Look, I think we all love you, Eliza, but I think if she doesn't
she's
come.
She's defiant. She's coming either
no,
way.
No, I think she'll get over it. I think she'll get
she
over it.
She doesn't get over stuff. She hangs on. She still reminds me of this time I made her get out of the pool in Fiji a year and a half ago. Mummy, remember that time? She says that.
Look, I don't know whether kids should come to the wedding. I think we've got to put it to the people.
Okay, let's do it.
Kids at weddings, is it a good idea?
Yes or no, kids at weddings. We've got a $100 Bay Vista voucher to the world's famous desserts at Bay Vista Parramatta and Brighton Lassand. So 131060 lines are open. Should you have kids at your wedding? Maybe you went to a wedding and there were kids everywhere and it was awful. Did you have your kids at your wedding?
And we're going to go with popular opinion here.
Oh, for the love of, what about a four-year-old's heart?
So if people say don't have kids at weddings, they're not coming.
Well, they can tell her then.
Well, they can
tell her. Whoever is the determining factor can come over to my house and break my daughter's heart.
We're also going to speak to Crystal, one of our brides. She's got six kids.
Yeah,
does she want them there?
Six proper kids.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
It's going to be so exciting. They're going to look amazing. You just do not miss this program next Tuesday. And if you can get along, we are giving tickets away.
It's world first. And by the way, I think there will be significant room at my family / friends table as well. So I'm happy to have some of our listeners sit there.
Do kids come though? That's the big question. Eliza, who's Erin's daughter, she wants to come, but if she's not allowed to come, she's not coming. So
we've just shown her the dress
we're going to speak to Crystal in a minute. She's one of the brides. She has six kids. We're going to find out what's going on there.
Okay, we'll see what they're doing,
But should kids be able to go to weddings?
Amy from Penrith. Kids at a wedding, yes or no?
100%. The kids of the bride should be able to go. And I speak as a mum who is divorced, and if I was in this situation, I would want my kids.
Yeah, it's such a special day. And I guess there's a difference between having your own kids there and then being able to say to your guests, actually no kids.
Hang on, Amy. In your first wedding, did you not have any children there?
No, I didn't. I was in my early 20s. But I think that's what hindsight and experience brings.
Yeah, but you know what? That is someone who didn't have kids at the time was happy to go with. But now you've got kids, you want them to be at weddings, yeah?
No, I want them to be at my wedding. I think there's a
difference.
And I think if you have someone that's dedicated to looking after them for the day as well, that's important.
It's a good point, because if they're the kids of the bride and the groom, then you want them to be there as a special part. It's a different thing having guests, children there.
One opinion, because you can always do a video
you,
and they
Amy.
Can watch the
Eliza,
video afterwards.
Thanks you.
What is
a video.
Who else have we got?
Ronnie from Brookvale. Kids at weddings, yes or no?
To be honest, I think that they could be at the ceremony, but I work as a supervisor at events, and having kids at the reception is just a lot and it's painful.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Wow. No, brilliant. I get that too.
So you bus them in for the ceremony, you put them in a special area, soundproof, room.
What, like and they Maxwell
can,
Smart?
They can watch, like through, glass. Watch through bulletproof glass and then
the
you
Pope Mobile, great.
You bus them out.
Like, what if they're like 6 months and they need the breast?
If they need the breast, that's different. You never separate a woman from her child if they need the breast.
What is now,
Crystal, one of our beautiful brides, six kids, Crystal from Mount Druitt. So, Crystal,
Crystal.
Yeah, we're talking kids at weddings, and my goodness, this applies to you.
So you've got six of them, Crystal. What's the situation with, are they going to be at the wedding?
No.
No. See, Erin, six.
That was a hard
none of them at the wedding.
No.
My oldest two, they're away on camp. So, yep. And then there's the two babies, and I just thought, the others will get jealous, and so...
See, it's a jealousy issue.
One in
Eliza,
all
there's only one for me. Crystal, do you think my 4-year-old should be able to come as a flower girl and walk me down the aisle?
Yeah, I think so, because from what I've heard, your daughter is your best friend. So yeah.
That's true. Her only friend.
What about her
mum? She's my only friend.
Our mums have to be there.
Thanks, Crystal. So, yeah, my mum and my daughter is basically. That's who's coming. It's really sad.
But what do the people say? What's the percentage?
Well, 80% say. If it's a bride or groom's children, they should be allowed.
Yes!
You're in.
She's in.
She's in.
My baby's in. I'm not going to be alone.
It's
going to
be the Eliza
myself.
Show.
No, it's not. Oh, wait. Oh. She won't take the focus off me, would she?
Yeah, she will.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm done. She's out.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Talking about a jungle, schools appear to be jungles these days. There's a vision of a teacher in a class in Sydney, and the kids are, yeah, we won't go to the particulars of it.
Yeah, he's been charged, so we've got to be very careful when we talk about that incident specifically. But what we want to do is discuss generally behaviour in classrooms and behaviour of young people, because there's a few different videos doing the rounds of violence and attacks, and it just there's a real issue at the moment with the behaviour of a lot of young people. And we want to know what our listeners think if they're teachers in classrooms, whether it is what they're experiencing or are what we're seeing just the extreme examples.
And look, and as I said earlier, back in the day, teachers were allowed, you know, corporal punishment was allowed. And I got punched in the head once by a teacher. All right. So did I deserve it? I don't know. Did he punch me from behind where I was sitting down? I didn't see the punch coming. Yes.
See, that's horrific.
Yeah, well,
I get the whole tough kind of, you know, environment, and you learn and it builds resilience. And sometimes I think schools can be way too soft, whereas teachers can't even do normal discipline. But I do think a king hit, which is what you're describing,
it was a king hit.
Is completely inappropriate and unacceptable. Yeah,
Look, the story was that a mate of mine was flicking spitballs at this teacher. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. And it was in a quiet time in the class, and no one else could see what was happening. So I wasn't flicking the spitballs. This other bloke was. But
I mean, even the spitballer wouldn't have deserved what happened.
Yeah, but the spitballer shouldn't have been flicking spitballs at a teacher.
The spitballer's a little creep.
The teacher was a Christian brother, all right? So the teacher looked up and just realised after about probably 15 spitballs had, like, gathered around him, realised that someone had been flicking spitballs at him. And because I was the only one who saw what was happening, I had a smile on my face.
But you're a smile, happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
So he must have thought it was me. So he's travelled around the back of the class and come up behind me and just gone, bang!
What?
Nearly knocked me out.
But that would have been terrifying. Did you tell your parents?
No. They wouldn't have cared. They would have said, well, why was someone flicking spitballs at the teacher? You know, that was back in the day.
And that's a valid question. But look, yeah, times have changed. Well, have they?
Let's see how many back of the head punches we get. Johnny from Western Sydney. Now, what grades are you teaching?
G'day, guys. I'm teaching year 7 to 12.
Good on you.
At the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So do you have all sorts of kids? Some of them are really well-behaved. Some of them aren't well-behaved at all.
Look, I go to a good public school in general, but I've seen over the last 3-4 years the kids' behaviour has deteriorated. I'm not sure if technology plays a role, the role models on TikTok or the stupid kind of behaviour they see on their screens, and also the obsession with screen time, and they get into arguments with teachers on a daily basis, every lesson. You'll get that, and then they start getting personal when you ask them to put their phone away or do some work, and you get swearing and attitude.
So you must have the desire, and obviously you don't do it because you're a professional teacher, you must have the desire to basically grab these kids by the collar and say, mate, straighten up.
Well, I wouldn't guess the desire to grab them by the collar, but you do get some kids that they push you to the end when they start getting quite... verbal with swearing, racist comments, sexist comments.
And do you talk to their parents? Sorry, Johnny, just so we can get, I want to know, are you telling their parents what's happening and then their parents aren't handling it at home?
Correct. I think a lot of it comes from the home. Kids are these days locked in their rooms a lot of the times. Parents just find it easier. Yeah, go to your room, don't deal with it. And when we deal with the parents, they think their kids are angels and there's nothing wrong with them. And then the behaviour at school is totally different to what the parents see at home.
It's really tough. Yeah, it's really tough. So you'd like to expel these kids, wouldn't you?
Well, expelling kids is a last resort, but suspensions now are very difficult. The kids that are offending are coming straight back in the classroom, and the paperwork involved in just suspending a kid is just basically they got their hands tied and they're like, it's too hard, just to let them back in the classroom. And
You can't even write something negative on their report, though, can you?
Oh, I know.
Well, you've got to say everyone's doing great.
It's got to be positive. And then when you see the parents, you've got to use positive language.
So they're saying, you told me my Johnny was perfect. Well, because I can't say that he's a complete brat. Like, must be so hard. Yeah.
My way of saying your son is rude and a complete arsehole would be basically saying your kid needs to improve their attitude towards their schoolwork and try better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny. It's a great insight. Oh, that's so many calls.
All day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. Right now, we're talking about how hard it is in classrooms with unruly children off the back of a teacher being charged with assault. The video's there to be seen online. It's not all there, but so we're not going to talk about that case in particular. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask how it is for others.
Yeah.
All right. So who have we got?
Well, this is Kel from Fairfield. Now, do you teach kindergarten, Kel?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And is it mayhem even in kindergarten?
Oh, it sure is. So it's getting harder and harder each year with just behaviour. So teaching the fun things gets put on the back bench because you just end up disciplining the kids all day, every day, every minute.
What have you seen or what have you experienced?
Well, last year was probably the hardest, where we had a kid just constantly biting, punching, throwing, spitting, trying to take a dump in the classroom because they weren't, in a routine at home. So when they came to school, it was like, preschool.
Yeah.
So that's
at that age, it's got like parents have to take some element of responsibility. I know some kids are really difficult, but kindergarten, that's like, and the issue there is, Kel, as well, is that we keep talking about how academic results are going down with primary schools and with high schools each year. But like, you can understand, because if teachers are doing the parents' job, they're not teaching kids how to read and write.
Absolutely. So it's taking us a lot longer to get into simple routine.
Yeah.
Because the kids just look at us and go, you do this, you do that.
How long have you been a teacher, Cal?
15 years.
All right. So, and you've seen a marked change over that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, Kel, it's interesting because my daughter is 4.5 and she goes to preschool, and it's, like, she'll come home and take out her anger or frustration on me. But at preschool, she's an angel. Like, she's just beautiful with the teachers and the other kids. And then when she gets home, I'm her safe space, obviously. So if she's a bit angry or gets frustrated, it's like the opposite there. But it seems like kids are being angels with their parents and then going to school and treating teachers awfully.
Yeah, and to be fair, it's not all the kids. Like, there are kids, even my own, were the same at school, where the teachers were, they're great.
Yeah.
But, it's, it's those 4 or 5 in the class that just take up your time.
That's too
many. Because of their behaviour.
4 or 5 too many. Way too many. It's a bloody tough job being a teacher.
God, you guys are heroes,
you
Kel.
Are.
Thank you for all that you do every day for not enough money, that's for sure.
Thank you, Kel. Ooh. And a lot of teachers play Alpha Bucks, actually. Yeah. So 30, 10, 60 lines are open. If you'd like to win yourself $10,000 with Alpha Bucks after the news, a question of whether to go nude in public or not.
No, it's to do with the wedding for one. It's to do with Erin's dress. Is it going to be too much? We're going to put it to the people.
I am a little bit, I keep looking at photos and I'm like, there's not a lot left to the imagination.
Been backroom talk, I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, I hate that.
Behind the back talk.
Why am I not involved in that talk about my own see-through dress?
This is a real Mariah Carey moment.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, well, we'll put it on air. The new Today FM. Western Sydney, Dalton House is your new neighbour. You can now host your business event or celebration closer to home. I can buy myself flowers. Husey, Ed and Erin's wedding for one. It's 5 sleeps away. Erin, your big day, not just your big day, the big day for 8 other brides.
I know. And everyone's got their dress all ready, already locked in and loaded, myself included. We've got our rings from Simon Kerwood Jewelers, the roses from Mr. Roses, the hair from Blowbar Co. and the makeup. It's just everything's ready to go.
Also, someone who comes along or someone involved, one of the brides is going to win a $10,000 honeymoon for one.
I think you can take two.
Yeah, we do whatever you like. You're
to
in
Thailand.
Charge. Because you're the boss of your own ship, You don't have a co-pilot.
I don't know if that works.
don't know if ships have pilots.
You know what?
They're captains.
Well, don't worry about any of that. Let's worry about your dress okay. because there's been a lot of talk.
Yeah, but so this is, okay, I don't understand what the issue is. If you look at any red carpet, I was looking last night at some stupid fashion thing that Hollywood types go to. Kate Beckinsale. Was wearing a clear dress, basically. So she's a 49-year-old gorgeous woman. Demi Moore was wearing a sheer dress. She was 60.
Take age out of that. Okay. This is not an age thing. Okay. This is, you can be 140. Do you wear a see-through gown?
Obviously, the bits will, I'm assuming, be covered in it. I can't quite remember.
So that is right now. And we haven't seen the dress, and we don't want to see it till the day because that's bad luck.
Even though I'm not marrying you.
No, well, me or anyone.
Is it?
You're not marrying anyone. It's bad luck to see the dress on the day.
I think that's only if you're the groom. But anyway,
well,
yeah.
We're not
so
seeing the dress.
I loved the dress. I tried on a few different dresses, and this one I thought was beautiful. But it is sheer. In fact, it's completely
you can see right
through
it. It's like,
I think so,
it's like
yes.
fly wire, is it?
No, it's certainly not fly wire. But that's probably not the first thing that came to mind.
No, but it's like, yeah. Would a mosquito get through it?
A small one.
So right. So it's you'd still get malaria wearing this dress if this mosquito had malaria.
Sweet Jesus, really taking a turn for the worse. Where are we getting married? Somewhere else? Are we going to Africa? Is this? I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. What's
right,
going on?
But is it going to be too much?
Well, this is my issue.
And are you on the day going to freak out and go,
probably,
"Oh my God,
probably
I shouldn't be wearing this."
Probably. I'll see. Right now, I feel. Yep, I'm going to do this, and this is amazing. I'm probably never going to get married in my life, which
well, you'll definitely
I'm
get
not
married.
Gonna, well, how am I going to get
Rupert
married?
Rupert Murdoch is getting married. He's 92. He's marrying a woman who's 66.
That's
you know, your
point.
Billionaire is out there.
I don't.
They
want
haven't even
a
had their fifth wedding yet.
I've never pursued money. Thank you so much. I don't want a billionaire.
That is the problem.
Someone with a kind heart who's
you need
decent.
Someone
God,
rich,
trustworthy. Yeah. I don't need someone rich. I need someone who is nice and just
yeah, you're right.
a good person.
You don't need anyone.
I don't need anyone.
For one.
I don't need anyone. That's the whole point of this segment.
But we need people
but
to tell us.
I know. I need you to be honest with me because I know that it's point of contention. Like if a guest at a wedding wears something that's either white or really showy, then people get judgy. And I don't want our listeners giving me side eye yeah. and whispering under their breath.
And the
because,
other brides,
in fact,
the other brides, they
I've
can be talking about
I've got
to bring
up you. A reference point here.
Yep.
My beautiful dad's funeral.
Yep.
There was a few comments made about my dress, and not even online, from people who are close to me.
Well,
we didn't think that was appropriate.
Well, we know your family members are always having a go at what you wear. Remember you had the premiere for your show on...
Yes, exactly, and they hated that too.
Yeah, they claim they didn't.
No, yeah, but they did, passionately.
They said it to me.
You know, and then they were angry that you told everyone. But, yeah, so, right. look, I'm worried. I want to get it right.
So should a bride wear a see-through dress on her wedding day?
Okay. Look, Bay Vista, Parramatta, Brighton Le Sands, the best desserts in the world, $100 to spend there, 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. See-through wedding dresses. Maybe have you been to a wedding where there was a guest who was just, you know, wait, hang on, that's too much. Maybe
exactly.
you think, nah, that's enough of that. Come on, let's just wear what we want at this wedding.
Yeah, but she needs honesty here.
I need honesty.
Will you judge Erin if she has a see-through dress on at her own wedding?
Obviously, the think of the triangle of private parts. They like. I'm sure.
Well,
they're...
we're not even sure. They might. We don't know whether you haven't even said whether you're wearing a bra or not.
Oh, I don't ever. Anyway,
she does. So no bra. So
well, no,
she's
no,
saying
people...
see through
okay,
dress. No
sorry,
bra.
Sorry, no one wears a bra with their wedding dress. You name me one person who's ever worn a bra with their wedding dress.
Well, no,
Wendy Ding.
Did she?
Did she?
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Penrith Bridal are providing the wedding gowns and they are unbelievable and all our brides are so happy with the service they have provided.
Yeah, they look stunning as well. I've seen some of the photos and my gosh, they're just beautiful.
Now, the word is Erin's frock is next level, but there's been a little bit of talk about how it's see-through.
See, I didn't even, I like sheer, I it's well, kind people, of, yeah, I didn't realise it was such a big issue behind the scenes.
Well, and the, people worry.
Is this like a management boss thing?
You are going to freak out on the day and go, hang on, it's too see-through.
I have been known to do that with other dresses, right. By the way. I've been full intent, and then I've stood there and gone, yeah. Oh, God, no, I can't.
And you've already said you're not wearing a bra, so.
Well, no, but most people don't under a wedding dress.
I know that, but this is pretty epic.
Information.
We're going with the people, and okay. The people, you know, they never get it wrong. Who have we got?
Emma from Cecil Hills. Are you okay with Erin wearing a sheer, you know, no bra number?
Yeah, absolutely. I think she should wear whatever she likes. I wore hot pink on my wedding day.
Yeah, and I imagine there would have been a little bit of talk behind the scenes. What is she doing? Why is she wearing hot pink? Did you hear any of that talk?
Yes, there was a lot of eye rolling and a lot of whispering, but I didn't care. I was happy. That's my favourite colour, so why not?
I love that, Emma.
Emma's gone down the aisle surrounded by eye rolling and whispering.
And that was among family and friends.
Yeah, and she loved it. And you don't regret it for a second, Emma?
Not at all. When I look back at photos, I was so happy with my decision. Why not?
Emma, you must have those photos still. Can we have a look at a photo and maybe put on our Instagram, Emma?
I will. I'll send one through to you guys.
Are you still married, Emma?
Yes.
See, that's all I need to know. It worked.
Well, yes.
Okay.
It worked for her because she was happy.
Correct.
We need you to be happy.
Okay.
But there's going to be whispering. There's going to be eye rolling.
I'm feeling
well. What is Anna from
Red?
What does she say?
Anna, what do you think?
Why the hell not? You've got the body. You're gorgeous, and it's just beautiful to look at. Why wouldn't you do that?
Anna.
Sure it is.
Anna, are you available? I mean,
yes, I am.
All right.
Well, I don't know.
Sure am.
Well, Anna, we do have room. I want Anna to come to the wedding.
I want Anna to come too. You sound wonderful. I will come.
Oh, God almighty. All right, let's just.
No, I really like this.
We're going to get some hits on our website.
Now,
Anna,
imagine
I am very excited to meet you.
Imagine if your outfit at someone else's wedding had made national headlines.
Oh, yeah, true.
Imagine if this was hijacked, if your outfit at someone else's wedding had hijacked a national conversation about the biggest television show in Australia for a few months.
Yeah, so imagine that you were featured on Maths and your name is Samantha and...
You were the wedding guest at, was it...
Someone's wedding.
Dan's wedding.
And you ended up with the groom.
Yes, but your wedding dress was the only thing everyone was talking about. In fact, even my little girl, Eliza, was in love with it.
I want to see the baby dress.
The orange one?
Yeah.
Why do you want to see that?
Because it's funny.
It is funny.
And that is her way of saying beautiful. She was obsessed with this gorgeous woman.
Samantha, you did feature on Maths and there's been a lot of, stories about the fact you ended up with the groom, even though you weren't the bride on the day. Samantha, do you regret wearing that dress to the wedding?
Hello. No, not at all. She's one of my favourite designers. I honestly would wear that dress every day if I could.
Wow. I love that. Mind you, the uncomfortability, like you do want to bloat at some stage, don't you?
I know, right? So let me tell you, I was holding my breath. I think that made my boobs bigger because I was like sucking for air.
Wow. So Dan couldn't take his eyes off you even though he was getting married to Sandy. So at the wedding, did you notice other guests sort of, you know, whispering and giving you the side eye?
No, to be honest, I actually got lots of compliments. Do you know, it sucks because Maths only shows a little bit. It was freezing in Sydney and I actually had like a big coat on. But walking into the wedding, that would have looked super weird to wear a trench coat. Probably would have got branded a stripper or something, like naked underneath it, or who knows. But it was so cold. So most of the time I actually had them covered. I say them, I mean my boobs.
Yeah, I understand.
Because I think you've got geez, like or something. Anyway, you looked stunning. But so, Sam, what advice would you give me? Should I wear this see-through dress?
Babe, you are going to wear that dress and you're going to kill it in that dress. I think 100% you will look amazing. And you know what? Honestly, you wear the dress. Wear the damn dress. Right. Wear it with pride
Can we ask this question to you, Erin? Would you want Samantha at your wedding wearing the dress that she wore?
Absolutely not.
No?
No chance.
Bad luck, Sam.
No, I want the attention solely. Actually, I'm only marrying myself, so I don't have to worry about the groom with wandering eyes. Sam, you're coming.
Yay. Well done, Sam.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Yeah, well, on the subject of tattoos, we talked yesterday about Matt Damon's tattoo. He's got Nomad tattooed to him, and that's the name of his father's boat, his late father's boat.
Which is his last name backwards as well.
Yeah. So that got the phones buzzing. People wanted to talk to us about their tattoos. And Dan from Londonderry rang us and told us his story.
Got my ex on my heart.
So are we going to get that removed or that's going to stay there?
Eventually, yeah, it'll come to mind. But at the moment, I haven't.
Have you got a new partner?
I do.
That's not
misleading. New partner. How long has he been with
her? Well, let's ask the new partner. This is Dan's new partner, Priscilla. How long have you been going out with Dan?
Since 2015.
Yep.
So that's 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, Priscilla, when did you first learn of the tattoo of the ex's name across his heart?
When he took his shirt off.
Yeah. Pretty soon. Did you ask who's that, or did he tell you, or did you just not mention it for a little while?
No. It was there. He knew. I knew that was there.
Yeah. And so. Yeah. Did he tell you that he was going to get it removed, or has he not even talked about it?
No, he said he was going to get it removed or make something with it.
Yeah, something else with it.
What can I ask? I don't know if this is speaking out of school. What her name is?
Nicole.
Nicole Priscilla. Is there something that you can... There's not, is there? You can't add like an S or a P or a... No.
You could just get rid of the the Nick and put A maybe.
What do you mean?
That's terrible.
No. What we're saying is love the one you're with.
Yeah,
so
correct.
You wanted him to get rid of it since basically you first saw him with your shirt off. Is that fair to say, Priscilla?
Yeah.
Do you see this as a direct reflection of the love that he has for you?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Do you think he loves you?
Yeah, he does. He does love me.
Yeah, well, we need that proven.
We've got three kids together, so he must love me.
So your kids are seeing this as well. So have your kids over the journey gone, Mummy, who is Nicole?
Not really, no.
How old are the kids? Can they read yet?
My oldest one's 5 and really 2 weeks.
You know what? The 5-year-old would be learning to read at the moment. We need it done by the time they ask questions. I think we need to talk to Dan. Have we got Dan there?
We do. Hi, Dan.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Dan, can you promise, Priscilla, can you promise us that you are going to get this tattoo removed and you're going to get Priscilla's name tattooed to your body?
Did you hear that, Priscilla? Hear that? Today FM are going to pay me to get it removed off.
All right. How much does it cost?
I mean, I don't know if we said we'd pay. Look, man, we could probably cover the cost.
I'm going to pay it.
How much does it cost, Dan? What would it be?
Look at the cheapest job we can do, but
I looked it up. I'm not sure. It's probably changed now. But if you just have a look, you can find out. But definitely, I'll get it removed.
Okay.
And I'll put my daughter's and Priscilla's name.
No extras, Dan. We only do removals, buddy. Sorry.
We've got our steak knives.
I'm going to follow the journey. Oh, it is. It does look
good. Really big. It looks great, actually.
God,
I'm looking at it now.
He's got a great body as well.
Tell us a story, Dan. What's the story?
Here it is. I'll tell you. Now, so my family, because I was going out with this woman, and I did marry her, and I had my family's name on my body, and I didn't have hers, it was like, oh, you don't love me. So I'm like, of course I love you. So here. So I've got the name tattooed on me, yeah? Then a year later, she divorced, blah, 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 blah. And then I never just really, I look at it and I'm like, well, anyway. But then this one, I don't need a tattoo to prove my love.
We think you do, Dan. Now, Priscilla, quickly, we've seen the photo. Does his rig still look as good as it did in that photo? Does it or not?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, well, I can understand why you'd stay with him. I mean, come on, Aaron. He's got a good body, doesn't he?
Yes. No, I want to be respectful to Priscilla. Am I allowed to say, Priscilla, that he's got a very good body?
Yeah.
He's got a really good body. Okay, Nick, we don't need that music.
We're going to follow that journey.
Yeah.
Thanks, good work, legends.
Thank you all. 8:45, new today, FM up shortly, an online prank gone wrong
between you
two. You thought it was going to go badly, but it's gone even worse than
Apparently,
you thought.
I'm a bully. What?
Is it the worst case of workplace bullying ever?
No, it's not.
Perpetrated upon a victim?
Oh,
no
for
way,
God's
this joke. That
okay,
is next.
Shouty man.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
So the worst case of workplace bullying seen in this country for a long time. That's what
you
people
watched
are
the news over the past year.
What people are saying.
Mate, it was one comment from a fake account.
No, it wasn't a fake account. There's a number of comments. That's a snapshot of what was going on. So yesterday I thought it was someone's birthday. Happy birthday to you. And I was taken, we were like corralled into the kitchen area and Erin was there and there was a cake on the table and I was sort of moved towards that cake.
Yeah, you moved towards the cake. As the only vegan in the building, you were very perilously close to the cake.
It was a cream pie,
yeah,
really.
Lots of milk from a cow, potentially a sheep, I'm not sure.
And happy birthday was sung and then there was a speech given to me for a weird reason.
It was weird. You should have really cottoned on at that stage.
And then can we hear what happened?
Mm-hmm. I just want to thank Husey for, you know, being a legend, you know.
Is it even your birthday? Not going online. I said it wasn't going online.
So essentially what occurred was I put my hand on the back of Husey's head and gently nudged it down toward the cake. So his face ended up in the cake. And the reason we did this was like an ode to the Hemsworth family who posted a photo yesterday of their son's birthday. And in the photo, Elsa had her hand on the back of her son's head pushed into the cake. And Chris Hemsworth joked that that was a family tradition. And a few narcs said it was, you know, akin to abuse and got all antsy about it. And we just wanted to show solidarity.
But you know what? People are saying online that you, of all people who are such a warrior in the space of bullying and online bullying, for you to do this,
mate,
is shocking.
Is that it? You got anything else? Or
that's it.
Okay, seriously, we discussed doing this. Someone has written here, that's more scripted than WWE.
That does disappoint me.
So let me tell you something, mate. I am a huge advocate for anti-bullying. Where's your legislation that you got introduced and passed through both houses of parliament? Nowhere.
What Ross Harvey
you
said.
You were so passionate about that
butter,
segment.
Talk about butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. You are a terrible girl, Erin Molan.
Yeah, with a love heart eye in the face. Right. He's being ironic. And look, Mrs. Doubtfire, that's funny. You know how she puts her face in the cake?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, and I've been told to look at Robin Williams before, so I'll cop that.
Yeah.
But look for everyone who is hating on Erin for this episode.
Everyone, there's one comment.
Look.
Did you delete comments with them all?
I think you need to leave her alone. And the truth is, I did know what was happening.
Yeah, I thought so.
And Erin, you didn't know I knew what was happening, did you?
How did you know what was happening? Did you actually know?
The whole thing was planned by me.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Is that true? Oh, for the love of God, no one tells me anything. So the pranks are... So I
try to get myself across to the cake and you didn't know that I knew.
So
and
what the heck? So
I was hoping you were going to pick the cake up so you could just throw it
in
my face.
Well, that's what Violet told me to do. And I said, no, that's not going to work because in the picture, the Hemsworth's face is down
and
in the cake.
You know what? You were right. But it was such an effort for me to make it look unstaged.
Well, clearly not according to Aussie Hobo 76.
And nothing gets past the Aussie Hobo. You can see it at Husey and Erin on our Instagram.
The new Today FM.